and put it in your casserole. Put your cooked ground beef and a layer, sprinkle a layer of onions and a layer of cheese, mm-hmm. a grated cheese, mm-hmm. and then dip another bunch, two or three tortillas. Make another layer of the tortillas and the meat and the onions and the cheese. Mm-hmm. And then when you use up about a dozen or 14 tortillas, corn tortillas for that. Mm-hmm. Then you just pour the rest of the juice, the enchilada sauce over the top, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and bake it. And you can freeze it. And it's good to prepare ahead of time. We always have one on tap because our children have a ranch at Marfa as well at Laredo. Mm-hmm. So when they're at Marfa, they come up here frequently. Mm-hmm. And we all like meat enchiladas.
Yeah, that's my favorite too.
Is it? Oh, Laurie makes it so well, much better than I do.
What other kinds of Mexican food do you like to eat when you eat out? What do you eat?
Usually enchiladas. Mm-hmm. Once in a while tacos, but mostly enchiladas.
How about those that food that's made in, it's cooked in the corn husks?
Oh, tamales? Mm-hmm. I like them too. One or two of those will fill you up, mm-hmm. but I like them very much. Mm-hmm. I don't make those either. Do buy them.
Mm-hmm. Who do you buy them from?
Usually that place up at Canyon Teal.
Uh-huh, Lupita's. She's the best.
Lupita's.
Do you have a garden outside?
No. Never have done that.
Never?
Never. Pig's mother did that, and he always thought I should be like his mother. I said, no, I don't do that.
Oh, huh. What kind of crops are grown here now besides cotton?
Well, the chilies, mm-hmm. and onions. Mm-hmm. Well, once in a while you'll see cabbage. Mm-hmm. That's about all. You know, you little green onions and then the bigger ones. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything else, cotton and chili. Mm-hmm.
What do people usually grow in their gardens around here?